Bezrat Shem Yisbochu, begin Daf Gimel and Maseftes Moed Katan. Begin on the bottom of Daf Beis and Mabeis, two lines up on the bottom of the Amid. The Gemara continues the discussion of the previous Daf. That is, we had introduced a Machlekes, because it related back to Halacha Bamishnah, regarding if someone does Nichush, he's weeding, or he's Mashke Mayim Lazerum, if he waters seeds on Shabbos, what do we warn him? What Malach is he violating? We had Rabbi who said the violation is because of Chayrish, because of plowing. And Rabbi Yosef said the problem is because of Zerea, because of planting. And that the Gemara asked, according to either one of them, how do we understand the halacha of our Mishnah? Because our Mishnah opened up the opening halacha, the title of our Perek is Mashkin Beis HaShalacha, make a water in the irrigated field, B'mayid U'Bishvias. So we said we understand regarding Mayid, it's regarding that of Tircham, and B'makim Seid, the Rabbana permitted. But regarding that of Shemitah, Malacha is prohibited, whether Charisha or Zriya. So what does it make a difference if a Makom Hefsid? That doesn't permit one to violate the biblical Malacha of working land in the Shemitah year. So how do we understand either one of those opinions to explain the Halacha of our Mishnah? And that's the first approach the Gemara gave that we discussed in the previous stuff was, the time of our Mishnah is like Rebbe, and we're talking about Shemitah Bezman Hazeh. Shemitah Bezman Hazeh only Rabbinic. Rabbinic law, B'mokim Seda, they're lenient, and therefore that's why we could water an irrigated field, because it would be a loss if we didn't water it throughout the Shemitah year. That was one approach. And that our Gemara continues, Rava Amar. Rava says, Afilatem, you could even say the Halacha of our Mishnah that permits one to water an irrigated field on the Shemitah year, is even Rabbanan who disagree with Rebbe, and they actually say that even Shemitah Bezman Hazeh in today's times is still biblical. So then, how do we understand, how can we go ahead and do this watering, which according to Rabba and Rav Yosef is one of the malachas that are prohibited to do work on Shemitah? It's not true. Avos Asrachmanam, what the Torah made prohibited to be done in the Shemitah year were only the primary categories of agriculture. But as you get in top of Gimel and Aleph, but Teilades, but derivatives, for example, watering the seeds, which is not one of the Lamates Av Malachis, there was no Malacha of watering seeds. Yes, it's a derivative of either Chayrish or Zerea, as Rabbi Nebisa said, but it's a Teilada that, although the Lamates Malachis, those which are related to agriculture from the Lamates Malachis, you cannot do in the Shemitah year. That's only the primary categories, but the derivatives the Torah did not make forbidden, so it's not a biblical Malacha. And hence, if anything, it would be like we said, rabbinic, which we say, b'makom seida, it would be permitted. The chalek says, the pasuk in Vayikra says, "Uvashana hashviyas." In the seventh year, Shabbos Shabbos and Yil La'aretz, the earth should be totally rested. Sad chalaisiz ravagomer, your field should not be planted, etc. Which the pasuk says, "The v'karma chalaisizmer, in your vineyard you should not prune." And it continues, Esvich ketzircha leisivtzer, don't do harvesting, and vesinvei nizarecha leisivtzer, also the grapes of your vineyard, one should not harvest. So, says the Gemara as follows, Mechdi, let's see, zmira b'chlal zriya. Pruning is really included in planting, because the norm is, when you prune, it helps to foster the growth of the other fruits, like that of planting. Ubetzira, and harvesting by the grapes, is b'chla katsira, is really included in the category of what's called katsira by the grain. Now, katsira is av malach, as the Gemara says in Shabbos, that ayin gimel and aleph, and the reason why betsira would be included in katsira, because they're both the same thing, they're both cutting, one is just regarding grapes, and one is regarding grain. So then the question is, l'may hilchas akas v'nei rachmanu, so why in this pasig are we mentioning zmira, which you already said that lo sizra, and pruning is included in that of planting. And why are you mentioning leisivtzer if that's already included in leisivtzer? Oh, lememra to say, dahani teilad is mechayv. For these derivatives, these pruning is not a av malacha. It's a telada of, like that of, like we said, weeding. We had that machlek, is it chayrish, is it zrei, but we the one that is, it's a telada. So it's mentioning them, even though it really is included in the primary category of, let's say, zareya, to tell you for these derivatives, you're going to be chayv. Why are you mentioning specifically this? Oh, because achrenisa lemechayv, because other telad is not going to be chayv. So therefore, that's why the halach of a Mishnah could be, even like Drabbanan, the Shemitah Bezmanzeh is deraisa. And it's deraisa, so how are you allowed to go ahead and be mashkin beis hashlacha, and a water, if water is considered as under the rubric of malachas that are forbidden to be done agriculturally, because that's only a toilada, and specific toiladas, and therefore the Torah mentions them, even though they really would be included in Av. The Zemira, Betzira, those are mentioned to tell you that those are going to be included. And that's why he mentions them. But the other teladas, like that of watering, would not be included, and therefore that's not biblically prohibited, and therefore one is allowed to be mashkim esashlochen in Shvius, in the Shemitah, even according to Rabban. Says the Gemara, v'loi? Is that really so, that other teladas are not going to be biblically obligated in the laws of Shemitah? But Vatanya, in the Braisa that says, Sadchalei Sizra, we quoted this pasuk just before, your field you should not plant, the Karmachalei Sizmer, and your vineyard you should not prune. Now, Ainli Ela Zedrua Bezimer, says the Braisa, okay, so I would only know planting is prohibited, and Zimer, which is cutting the dry branches of the grapevine. Minayin, how do you know Lenichush for weeding? V'le'idr, and for hoeing, which is one digs beneath the grapevine to soften the ground. V'le'kisuach, which is by the herbs where they cut the bad from the good. Which Rashi says that's not nichush, because nichush is weeding that you tear out the roots from the ground. Here you don't tear it out, you just cut on the top. But how do we know that all these are also going to be included in the prohibitions of the Shemitah year? Tamalayma, that's a teaching the pasuk, sadchaloi, your field not, karmachaloi, your vineyard not. What does that mean? Loi kol malacha shebesadcha, not any malacha in your field, v'loi kol malacha shebekarmecha, and neither any malacha in your vineyard. How do we see that from the pasuk? So Rashi explains, from the fact that it doesn't say, loi sizra sadcha, don't plant your field, loi sizra karmecha, don't prune your vineyard, it doesn't say that. It says, sadcha loi sizra. I mean, it would be more appropriate to say, loi sizra sadcha. It says, no, sadcha loi sizra. And it says, karmecha loi sizra, which sounds like that sadcha loi. You could stop after the word, if it says loi sizra sadcha, so you can't read it any way like that. But if you're reading it, sadcha loi sizra, you could stop sadcha loi. And karmecha loi, which is saying, you feel not. What do you mean? Not what? Not connected to the word of sizra. You can't do any of the malachas of agriculture in your field or in your vineyard. And the Braisa continues with many examples that are going to be included now based on this principle. Minayin she'im makarsimim. How do you know that you can't do kirsim? Which Rashi says the same as zimur, as pruning. It's just that karsim is a terminology that's used by orchards, by trees. And so to ve'im mezardin, that you can't cut the branches, whether they're dry or moist. It's just that because there's just too many branches on the tree, so you have to go and lighten it. And ve'im mefaskin be'ilon. You can't support the tree because it's very leafy and it's very heavy. How do you know you can't even do these activities either on Shemitah? Tavalim again, from the same pasuk, the same source. Sadcha loi, karmecha loi, your field no, your vineyard no. We're not reading it with the word sizra and of zemira. Loi ka malacha shabeschadcha, you can't do any malacha in your field. Loi ka malacha shabekarmecha, you can't do any malacha in your vineyard. And again, we continue more types of interpretations like this. Minayin she'im mezavlin. How do you know you cannot put fertilizer by the roots of the tree? And ve'im afarkin, you cannot remove the stones that are on top of the roots of the tree and harming it. And ve'im avkin, that you can't go ahead when you have the roots of the tree that are showing. You can't cover it with dust, with dirt. And ve'im ashtin be'ilon, neither can you smoke underneath, where they would make smoke beneath a tree so that the worms that are on it should come out. How do you can't do any of these activities either? Again, the same source. Talmud Lema says in the pasuk, sadcha loi, karmecha loi, your field no, a vineyard no, which is kol malacha shebesadcha loi, any malacha in your field no, kol malacha shebekarmecha loi, and any malacha in your kerem no, you can't do any of these things. And now, so yochel, you would think, based on everything we're saying, we seem to be including all types of agricultural work. So yochel loi yikashkesh tachas azesim. And v'liyerdu tachas ha'gefonim, which Rashi says that this terminology yikashkish and yadur are the same. It's just that idur is by gefonim and kishkish is by zesim. Basically means to hoe. So you would think now you cannot hoe, and which means to like till it a little bit beneath the olive tree or beneath the vineyard, beneath the grapevine. And below yamali nekoyim maim, that you cannot fill up those clefts that beneath the tree with water. And below yasa ugris, you cannot make ditches the gefonim for the grapevines, where they would dig these ditches beneath the grapevine to put in water, because these are all agricultural work. Tamalema, no, it says in the pasuk, sadcha le sizra, your field you shouldn't plant. Now, zriya b'chlal haisa, planting was included in the general category that it says in the pasuk already, b'shana shviz, in the seventh year, shabbat shabbos, and it should just totally desist from any work. So v'lama yatsa, so why was it specifically mentioned regarding planting? Alahaka she'lau, to compare to it. Loim l'cha, to tell you, mazri miyuched, it's just like planting is distinct, which is avoid shebesada v'shebekerim. Planting is something you have to do whether you're working in the field or in the vineyard. So avkoshi avoid shebesada v'shebekerim, so to anything that is the same type of work you would do in a field or in the vineyard, like all those things that we specified, that we mentioned regarding idur and kisiyach and mezardin and mekarsimim. But that excludes kiskus, idur, Maimon Nekoyim and the Ugyas, which is not by both by a field and a vineyard. These are sitting specifically by a vineyard, and therefore it's not universal for both those. Therefore, those will not be included in the things that are going to be prohibited in the Shemitah year. Fine. But one thing we see from these all these halachas here in this brisa, that these are teilados, these are not amlachas, they're derivatives related agriculturally, and we're saying from the pasuk of sadchal karmachalid that they're going to be forbidden. I thought you told me that teilados are not prohibited in the Shemitah, and that's why our Mishnah could be like the Rabban. Says the Gemara, yes. Biblically, teilados are not forbidden, and therefore it's not going to be for it. Therefore, we could say that the halacha of the Mishnah is like Rabbanan, because these things are only midrabban, only rabbinically forbidden. And the pasuk is just an allusion for that idea. But the raisa, it's only going to be by pruning and by the harvest of the grapes, like we said before, to tell you we specified the pasuk then, but other things not. And therefore, again, our Mishnah could be like the Rabbanon, because the biblical that would never be lightened because of a makam seda is only for those few terlodes I mentioned, but all the other ones like watering are only going to be rabbinically forbidden, and a makam seda like gozer barabban rabbanon were not gozer. Now the Gemara goes back and says that the kiskus b'shvius mishari is it really permitted to do hoeing in the shmita year, which Rashi actually asked. He says, didn't we say anyways that Eder is forbidden and Kiskus and Eder is the same thing? So Rashi says, the Gemara is actually going to tell us this, later on regarding Chol HaMoed, when it comes to Ugyas, regarding those ditches that they make beneath the grapevine, that one seems to be saying Mutter, one says Asr. So he said that the one that's Asr is new, the ones that Mutter is old one. So it says Rashi, you could say the same thing over here for Eder, it would depend if it's new or old, if it's going to be permitted or forbidden. But be that as it may, it sounds like that there are some types of kiskus, of hoeing in the Shemitah year that we said that, oh, that's going to be permitted. That's not besatcha ubekerem. So therefore, that's not included in the prohibition. Is that really so, that it's permitted? But we learn the braisa, it says in the pasuk in Shemais, says, v'hashvi'is, in the seventh year, tishmetena, you should leave it, v'natashta, and you should forsake it, your field should not be done anything with it. What are these terminologies, tishmetena and natashta? So the braisa says, tishmetena, to leave it is milikaskets, from hoeing it. And in the Tashta, you should forsake it, milasakal, from taking out the stones from the vineyard, which helps benefit the ground. So you see that kiskus is forbidden. So how can you tell me that it's going to be permitted? So in the book of Abacham, he says, today kiskus yihava. Again, even in that differentiation that Rashi is making, even if you're saying the mutter one is the old ones, even in that, we have to differentiate, depends what type it is. That is chad evruye ilani. One is to make the tree healthy. Bechad setumi pili. One is to close up the holes of the cracks of the tree, as Gemara explains, ivruya ilon aser, to make the tree strong, that's forbidden, because that's just to make it better, that's for a gain. And harvacha, we said already in the halacha of our mission, that's forbidden. This that we say that kiskus is permitted, that is setume pilishari, to close up the cracks, that's permitted because that would be a loss. But Malcolm Hefsid, that's one of the leniencies that we have in certain halachas, and that's what we're saying, that in the Shemitah year, when it came to these teilados, which we're saying only rabbinically forbidden, but Malcolm Hefsid, Sasim Pili, that type of kiska is permitted, but that of Evru Yilani, that would be awesome. Now the Gemara introduces the Fag Machlaikis that's going to relate back to this halacha. Itmar, we learned, HaChayrish B'Shvius, if someone plows in the Shemitah year. So Rav Machlaikis, Rabbi Yechanan, Rabbi Lazar. Chadam aloika, one says you get lashes, but chadam ein aloika, one says that you don't get lashes for the plowing. So says the Gemara, lema b'dir b'oven amr b'la kamiflaki. Let's say they disagree in the halacha of b'oven amr b'la, because the amr b'oven amr b'la, he says, kamakum shenema, klal ba'ase. Wherever it says a general categorical idea in a positive commandment, uparat, and then it says a specific b'leisa say in the negative format, for example, over here. Where the pasuk says Bikra Chafei, it says of Hashana Shviyas in the seventh year Shabbos Shabbosin Yila Aretz, the land should be totally resting. Now that's cloud, that's general. That doesn't specify what. Just you can't do anything, and that's saying in the positive way Shabbos Shabbosin. Then it says Sadchol Sizra VeKarmachol Sizmer. Your field you should not plant, and your vineyard you should not prune. That's specifying. So my planting, it's talking about pruning, and it's also saying in the negative prohibition what not to do. So when the cloud is not say, and the prayer is the Leisa say. Then you don't qualify it in the one of the Yud Gimel Midas Shatoyin Reshben of the Brisa Bishmol of Klal Uprata Klal, meaning even though there is a subsequent Klal like over here, because after it says the Prat of planting and of pruning, it says Shabbosin, which is again a general categorical idea of just resting. So we're saying it doesn't have the halach of klal prat klal, where it would be if it was, let's say, totally in the positive or totally in the negative, where generally when we say klal, if it's a general and a specific and a klal, the halach is iat adon ela keina prat. So you qualify only that which is similar to the specific, which, but it's enough to be similar, which we include anything that's at least similar to the specific. No, we're not going to give it the halach of klal prat klal. We're going to give it the halach of only a klal of general and specific. And the reason is because since it's different than the regular klal prat klal, because regular klal prat klal would either be uniformity in asay or in lais asay. So here we're actually going to give it the halach of a klal prat, which in bechlal elamash beprat. When you have a klal in the prat, you say only it's only what's in the specific and nothing else, not even what's similar to that. That is the halacha of Rabbi Avinam Rabbi Lazar. So says the Gemara explains, that's machlekes, seemingly Rabbi Yechon Rabbi Lazar. Man dama loike, the one that says you get lashes for plowing in the Shemitah year. Leslie did Rabbi Avinam Rabbi Lazar. He doesn't hold of this halacha concept. Rather, you're going to treat it like a regular klal prat klal. Oh, so it says a general Shemitah, specific for these malachas, and then again a klal. So whatever's ke'ena prat, which is working the field in the vineyard, would include plowing also is similar to planting and pruning. Oh, so that would be included. Oh, okay, so you're going to get lashes for plowing. Whereas the man, the Amma Eina, look at the one that says that you don't get lashes. Oh, because Isle did above and the Hosea above it. So you're not going to include Charisha because it's like a claw prat. It's specifically that which it mentions only for that of planting and of pruning, not of plowing. So you're not going to get lashes for that. So the Gemara, no, not necessarily. The Kule Amma, Lesle did above and Amma below, we could say no one holds of his halacha. And everyone would agree that I don't care if it changes from asay to leis asay to asay, we're still going to give it halachic status as a klal prat klal. So the Gemara explains. So man dama loy, because the one that says you get lashes, shapa makes sense, like we said, because it's, everyone agrees it's a klal prat and klal, which the extra klal comes to include ke'ena prat, which doesn't have to be exactly like this, but it means similar to that, which would include plowing too. It's also similar to that of pruning and planting. But a man dama ain't a loyka, the one that says you don't get lashes, why? Amlachi would tell you because like this. Mechti, let's see. And this is what comes back to the previous Gemara's discussion from the top of the Amud. Zmir b'chlal zriya. Pruning is included in planting because the whole purpose is to help the vegetation grow. And the b'tzir b'chlal k'tzira, harvest of the grapevines, was already included in the harvest of the wheat fields. So l'may hechas hakas v'nerechman. So why is the term mention them specifically? Ah, l'memr to tell you that Hani told us that only for these specific talodas you can be chayim. They would be included in the primary category, but to tell you but on other derivatives you're not going to be chayv, and therefore chayrish plowing, which is a derivative, is not going to be lashes because it's only those which are specifically mentioned, not these cases where, yeah, for the laws of Shabbos chayrish is included, but here for the malachas of Shemitah we're saying only these planting. And it doesn't mention plowing, and therefore that's why I mentioned these specifically, and that's why this mandama would say that plowing in the Shemitah year, one would not get lashes. Says Mavaloi, no, really? There's no liability for plowing in the Shemitah year? But Ritanya, and this is that braisa we quoted before, which the Gemara repeats it again. Sotchali Sizra, it says in the pasuk, your field you shouldn't plant, for Karmachali Sizma, in your vineyard you should not prune. Okay, inli Elizadu Bezima, I would only know planting and pruning. Minayinli Idr, how do you know for hoeing, for Lekishkush, which is also another similar type of hoeing, or Lekisuach, and for weeding. Tamulama says, Sotchali, your field, no. Karmachali, your vineyard, no. What does that mean? Because you could read it like that, because or else it should have said in the inverse order. To tell you, no, not any work in your field, not any work in your vineyard, including the weeding and the hoeing. And again, uminayin shema karsimim ve'imazardin, how do you know that you cannot trim ve'imafaskim, you cannot support the tree? Tamalem, because it says in the pasuk, sadchaloi karmachaloi, your field, no. Your vineyard, no. To tell you, kamalocha shebesadchaloi, any work in your field, you cannot do. Kamalocha shebekarmachaloi, any work in your vineyard, no, you cannot do. And continues the brisa. Uminayin shema zabna, how do you cannot fertilize ve'imafarkin, you cannot remove the stones ve'imashtamil, you cannot smoke the tree to get out the worms? Tamalim again, because the pasuk says sadchaloi karmachaloi, your field no, your vineyard no, which tells you kamalacha shabbat sadchaloi, all the malach in your fields no, for kamalacha shabbat karmachaloi, and all the work in your vineyard no. Now yachol, so you would think, says the raisli kashkesh techas azisiv lo yedru techas akfun, that you cannot go ahead and hoe beneath the olive tree or beneath the grapevine, and vlo yimal nekoyimaim, you cannot fill up the clefts underneath the tree with water, or vlaso ugis likvun, you cannot make those ditches for the vineyards. For the grapevines, Tamalim, no, it says in the pasuk, Sadchalei Sizri, a field you shouldn't plant. Now, Sriya Bechlah Haisa. Planting was included. The Balama Yatza, meaning in all types of forbidden work. So, but why does it mention specifically that of planting? To compare all the rest to it. To tell you, Mazria, just like planting, is something distinct, that it's a work that's done in fields and in vineyards. Of also, anything that's work in a field and a vineyard, which includes those other ones we mentioned that you will do in old types, whether it be an orchard or whether it be in the grain field. Excluding these that we just mentioned, that they're not by both. But one thing is that we see that all these other toladas, we're including from the pasuk of Sad Chaloy and Karmel Chaloy. So you see, it is Dereisa and it's not Dirabanan. And we're not just what those specifically that mentioned in the pasuk. We see even those are not mentioned when we get lashes for. So like, no, it's not true. Midiraban, they are rabbinic. Bekras Machd Ba'alma. And the pasuk is just an allusion to this idea, but it's not really biblical. And therefore, yes, this Mandama would hold Hacherish Beshvi, some plows in the Shmitir, that he's not going to get lashes. Again, even if he doesn't hold of this teaching or Rav and Amr below, it's simply because he doesn't hold that these are included, because the pasuk specifically mentions certain ones to tell you, but the rest are not going to be included. Now, as we continue to the base, actually, the Gemara brings a story that relates back an ambiguous statement that the first interpretation is going to relate back exactly to what we just said. Ki Asher Avdimi, and Avdimi came from Eretz Yisrael to Bavel. So Amri said that he heard in Eretz Yisrael the following teaching. Yochel Yilka Alo Tesefesh, you would think you get lashes for the addition. We'll explain what that means. Now, Benos of Law, but then that Brisa came and said, Talmud Lepturah, gives a teaching why no one's going to be exempt. But says Rav Dimi, lay it down in my Talmud, he says, I don't know what the teaching was, why one would be exempt. And also, I don't even know my Tesefis. What I don't even know what it meant to Tesefis, that one would get lashes, to say that, why are you even going to be putter? So the Gemara brings a few interpretations. The first one, which relates directly back to what we just said. So Rabbalazam, he says, Charisha, it's referring to plowing in the Shemitah year. Now, why is it called Tesefis? Because its prohibition is not learned explicitly in the Torah. We would only know it, as we mentioned before, from klal or prat to klal. It says rest, it says not to do these specific ones, and it'd say another klal, which again, well, everyone holds, not like above and amr below, which you would include all types, including charisha. So, b'achikama, this is what the Brice is saying. Yochel yilkal charisha, so you would think you get lashes for plowing. Because the asim klal prat to klal, like the other mandama, like we said, holds that you learn them from a general, specific, and a general. But that's what they had a teaching to say, you can be exempt. Like we said, no. That's why I mentioned specifically Zriya and Betzira and Zemira to tell you specifically these, but other things like Harisha would not be included. That's the first interpretation of this teaching that Rav Dimi had said, which again relates back directly to what we said. But now we go into other interpretations of that statement. But Rav Chanan, he says, Yamim Shaysiva Chacham Lavner Shoshana, regarding days that so that's what the Gemara said. The Imkain, if that's the case, Kolhani Prati, if that would be the case that one would get lashes, the exemption was said that Kolhani Prati, all these specifics that we said explicitly regarding the Isser Shemitah, like we said, Zriya, Zmira, Ktsira, Betzira, then normally why would you need the Torah to say that? Rather to tell you that for these you get lashes, but again, on Harisha, one's not going to get lashes. That was the first interpretation. Rabbi Yechonam, he gives the second interpretation. It says, Yom Shaysivach HaChom Lavnei Rosh Hashanah, the days that the sages added on from before Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year, which is a Tesefis, it's an addition to the Shemitah year, that's what we mean by Tesefis. And this is what the Brice was saying. Yochel Yilkal Tesefis Rosh Hashanah, one would think one would get lashes for the addition of before the beginning of the year. With the Asi, we learn it out, Mibacharish Ubakotza Tishbois, that's from plowing and from harvesting, one should stop, as Gemara is going to tell us later on, that if this is not teaching us anything regarding the Shemitah year itself, because the Pasuk already said, Sot Chole Sizmar, Bekarma Chole Sizmar. So it must be talking about part of the sixth year that goes into the Shemitah year, that this is also going to be forbidden. And so therefore, from that Pasuk alone, I would have thought that one would get lashes for plowing in the sixth year before the seventh year. But that's what Tamud Elapturim, that's what the Gemara was saying, that it's going to be exempt. Why? Could it be in the name of Lekaman, like we're going to want to say later on, which the Gemara is ultimately going to tell us, that we learn that Shabbos Shabbos, and it says by Shemitah, and it says by Shabbos Bereishis, meaning the regular Shabbos. And just like regular Shabbos, although we have Tosfos Shabbos, one does not get lashes, so too over here, ultimately the Gemara is going to tell us that's why one is exempt for the Tosfos of Shemitah year two. But first the Gemara explains, what is this halacha in the first place that we're saying that we would have thought for this Tesefes, which is the addition from before the Shemitah, that we would have thought one would get lashes. Says the Gemara, my yom shalafnei Rosh Hashanah, what are these days before Rosh Hashanah? Could not, it's like we learn in the Mishnah Sefer Shavuos that says, ad mosai chershin basad ilan erev Shavuos. How long can one still plow in an orchard, in a field of trees, Erev Shviz, in the year before Shemitah. So Bishamarim, he says, Kol zman sheyafel lepri, as long as it's good for the fruits. In other words, as long as the plowing is still helping the fruits that grew in the sixth year, which is close to the time of Shavuos time. But from that point onwards, then you're not allowed to go out and plow anymore, because that's like already preparing the ground for the fruits of the seventh year. Vesilim, they say, Ad Hatzeres. Actually, the cutoff is up until Shavuos that you could plow. But Kraven, Dibre Elu, Lees, Kedibre Elu, and the opinions are very close. Like we said, Bisham is also very close to Shavuos, and that's the time that Beis Hillel says. Now, that's for an orchard. Now, how long could one plow that of what's called the white field, which is a field of grain, on Erev Shviz, on before the Shemitah year? That's Mishatichla Halecha, when the moisture has stopped, meaning that the rain of the sixth year has disappeared. Because up until that time, the plowing is effective for the planting of the sixth year. But once the moisture of the ground is already gone, you can't plow anymore, because it looks like as if you're plowing for the purposes of the next year, the Shemitah year. Which, according to his opinion, that's v'chozman shubini adam chershim lita mikshoyis umidlois. That every time that people will plow to plant squash and gourds, that's when, up until that point, that you can go ahead and plow in the sixth year in a field of grain. Shimon disagrees with their qualification. He says, if that's the case, then the Torah is giving a measurement for every single person individually. In other words, what's called in halacha, nesata devarecha l'shirun, you're making your word subjective, that sometimes one person plows before his friend when he's going to plant his squash, and his date is going to be earlier than the other people, and chacham don't generally make measurements that are subjective to the person. Rather, it's a clear-cut, defined time. B'stei halavan ad Pesach, by a wheat field that's up until Pesach that you could go ahead and plow, or b'stei ilan ad Aseretz, and by an orchard up until Shavuos. Now, however, v'amrim shim ben pazi, amrim shim ben levi, so that's the Tosefes, that we see it's forbidden that even the plowing cannot be done even in part of the sixth year. And that's what we would have thought would have get lashes. Now, v'amrim shim ben pazi, amrim shim ben levi, shim ben kapar, but rim lilo beis dinoi, nimnu ashnei perakam alalu, they made a count on their court regarding these two dates of Pesach and Shavuos, ubatlum, and they nullified that one is allowed to still plow up until Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. Now the Gemara wonders, some say it was Rosh Lakshab Yechanan, how could Mlil and his court nullify an institution that was instituted by Bisham Bisil? Because Reb Shimon's teaching that he said up until Pesach and up until Shavuos was according to Bisham and according to Bisil. But what's not in the Mishnah says that says, "Ein bezn yochel levatel divrei bezn chaver." No court could go ahead and nullify the opinions and the injunctions of their fellow courts. Unless they're greater than them in wisdom and with numbers, and that's not the case. The schools of Sham Mishil definitely are not superseded by them in this court. So how is it possible that they can nullify? So, like paraphrasing, according to Pasuk in Daniel. So he was like wondering for like one moment, like for the question. That Amalei said to him, Amer, you should say, the Kach his nubi name. That's how the school of Shamin Hill, when they made their original takana, that it should be forbidden before the Shemitah year, this is what they stipulated. The Kolah Roitz Levatel, Yavav Yivatel, that whoever wants to nullify their injunction could come along and nullify it. Which Tosafos explains the reason why that is because they were concerned that maybe by not working the field such a long time, more than just a year, you're already doing it from the sixth year, they were concerned that it's going to cause a loss for people's land. So not to cause bad to the world, they said if it ever comes to a situation where it's felt that this is harming the agriculture, they can nullify their decree. Oh, so that is what we said, that there was Talmud al-Petura, that we thought you would get lashes based on the interpretation of the pasuk of Bechadosh or Bekotza Tishbeis that's going on, you can't even plow in the sixth year. That's what it's saying, but then they nullified it, which that Tesefes of Shviz, that HaTesefes, that was ultimately nullified, and therefore one does not get lashes because it was ultimately nullified by the court of Gamliel. But the Gemara finds a difficulty because did Huhi? Is this really the Takana of Bisham Mishil? That you're saying that the courts of Mingli were able to nullify it because they allowed it was part of their, when they were massacring it, they said it could be nullified. And that's what the Tesefes, which we have this Talmud al-Petura. But halacha Mishmasinahi, this halacha of not plowing before the seventh year is a halacha Mishmasinahi. which obviously Kodesh Rabbi Gamliel cannot nullify that. Which is the name of a place, he said that Esen Natias, the halach of the 10 saplings, which are 10 young trees that are scattered in the area of a Beisa, which is an area of 50 by 50 amas, you could plow the entire field because of those saplings before the Shemitah year, all the way up until Rosh Hashanah. Now, we say the reason is because since they're young saplings, it would be a great loss, and therefore we allow you to plow up until Rosh Hashanah. Now, in contrast, older trees, you're not allowed to plant up until Rosh Hashanah. Okay, but the halacha of Eser Netiyas up until Rosh Hashanah and the halacha of Arava, which you take the willows and you go around the Mizbeach and the Beis HaMikdash, and the Nisach HaMayim, the pouring of the water libations on Sukkahs, on the Mizbeach, all these are halacha l'Moshe Mesinai. They are oral laws for Moshe going back from Sinai. So obviously, it's halacha Moshe Mesinai that you can't plant the older trees, because we see that the young ones you could, meaning, but the old ones you cannot. So that's why you can't plow before Rosh Hashanah. So it's not B'Sham B'Sil. So how could Ramgliel go ahead and you tell me that's what Liptura that you're exempt? Because they were allowed to nullify it, but it's not B'Sham B'Sil. It's actually Halacha Mesh Mesinai. Amar Bitzchak, he says, no. Ki Gemiri Hilchasa, when did we learn this Halacha Mesh Mesinai that you cannot plow the old trees up until Rosh Hashanah, but Shleishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah? Yes, you can't do it up until Rosh Hashanah. And Halacha Mesh Mesinai says you can't do it only up until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But the also Hani, but then along came B'Sham Yisrael with their takanas, and they made it further away. And Takun Mi Pesach Metzeres, they said you can't even go ahead and do it from Pesach and Shavuos regarding that of a grain field and that of regarding an orchard. And that's the Asna B'Ditu, and they stipulated regarding their takana, the Kolaritz Levatel, Yevdibat wants, whoever wants to nullify theirs, can nullify theirs. From Leal that we said was Mevatlet, and that's what Yalv Talmud Lepetura, they only nullified it only up until Pesach and Shavuos. But not only up until Rosh Hashanah, only up until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, because 30 days before Rosh Hashanah is halacha l'moshe Mesinai. So what we would have thought is to Tesevet Yigamalkis is from Pesach and Shavuos. And what we said Yupater is on that, but yes, not up until Rosh Hashanah, only up until 30 days before Rosh Hashanah. But the Gemara still finds it difficult. The Hani and the 30 days before Hechasa Ninu, like Reb Nechunya said, it's halacha l'moshe Mesinai, but Kurai Ninu, it's Psukim. It's not halacha, it's not oral law, it's in the Torah. It's not like in the Mishnah Masechta Shviyas. Pasuk says in Shemayis, 6 days you should do work, 7th day you should rest, v'chadosh v'katzeh tishbeis, for plowing and for harvesting you should stop. So B'Kiva Oime, he says, now most definitely, although the simple pasuk seems to be talking about Shabbos, it cannot be talking about regular Shabbos, because Shabbos is not just plowing and harvesting. So why would you pick those two? Now, so therefore it must be talking about something similar to Shabbos, that of Shemitah, which is also called Shviyas, the 7th year, it says Shabbosain, you have to not work the land. Now, thing is, but I don't need to say that plowing and harvesting is forbidden in the Shemitah year. So Kfar Nem already says in Vayikra, it says, the Pasuk says that in the 7th year, should be Shabbos Shabbosain for the land, there should be Shabbos for Hashem, and says, Sadcholi Sizr, your field you should not plant, the Karmacholi Sizmer, and your vineyard you should not prune, etc. Which it goes on to say, these malachas that you can't do. It's not teaching me about Shabbos, not teaching me about Shemitah either. Ella rather, must be referring to Chorishal Erev Shavias. Must be that even the planting, the plowing in the year before Shemitah, as we continue to Mabdal and Alf, Shenichnis L'Shavias, which goes into the Shemitah year, which in other words, that it's going to go into the Shemitah year, that you can't even plow before Shoshana. And so to V'katzah Shal Shavias, Shiyatzah L'Matzah Shavias, the harvest of the Shemitah year that's, it's not even in the Shemitah year anymore, it's already in the 8th year, but it's from the Shemitah year, that even those things are going to be forbidden. That's Becharish, Bekatzah, before the 7th year and after the 7th year. Shmuel, I mean, he gives a different interpretation. He says, why are we picking specifically Charish and Katzer? Yeah, it's relating to Shabbos, but every Malacha. No, to tell you a comparison. Macharish Rishos, just like everywhere, all plowings are voluntary, they're volitional. There's no mitzvahs related to plowing. And that's what we're saying is forbidden on Shabbos. Of Katzer Rishos, so too the harvesting that we're saying you cannot do in Shabbos is only that which is voluntary. V'yatzik Katzir Oima, that excludes the harvesting of the Oima, of the barley offering brought on the 2nd day of Pesach, that you're allowed to do that Katzir on Shabbos, because she mitzvah, that's a mitzvah. And even if you find already harvested, it's still a mitzvah to specifically go ahead and cut it, because you need to have the Katzir to be done l'shma for the purposes of the carbon Oima, of the barley offering. In contrast, if you found it plowed, there's no mitzvah of plowing. So, but one thing is that we see that the Isser of plowing before the Shemitah year, of we say in the Pasig of the Becharish B'Katzah Tishbeis, we learn out Erev Shviyas from there. So it's not a lachem mishmar sinai, it's from a pasuk. So the Gemara says, you're right. El Omer of Nachman Yitzchok, he gives a different resolution. He says, ki gmiri hilchasam, this halacha from Nechunya, that we have a lachem mishmar sinai, is lemishri yaldit, specifically to permit, when you have 10 saplings, that you're allowed to go ahead and plow it up until Shmitir. The Karoi, this that we bring it from Sukkim, is lemesa zikain, is to say that the older trees are forbidden 30 days before Shoshana. And Bisham Bisil, they come to say for Pesach and Shavuos, and that's when we permitted that. That was the day Sabbath that we said is permitted lepetura. But the Gemara finds this answer difficult because Bekivin the Hilchasa lemisha yaldo, if you have a lachem mishmar sinai permitting the young saplings to plow it up until the Shemitah year, well, la memela, don't they by default know and to infer that zekena asur asira? If you're permitting the young ones, obviously you're forbidding the older ones to plow. So why would I need a pasik if you know it from a lachem mishmar sinai? So the Gemara says, no, you're right. Hilchasa da lachem mishmar sinai of Rim Nechunya is actually l'Rabbi Yishmael, who, as we just brought before, he doesn't learn the halacha of plowing in the sixth year from these psukim. Because he actually expounds Bechadosh Bekotzer, not related to Shemitah, he actually expounds regarding Shabbos, to give a different drasha to Kapir Katsir to Harisha, to say that Katsira So'im is actually permitted to be done on Shabbos. And Kedai, just that we learned it out from psukim, is Rebbe Kiva, who he does use it for that, and he doesn't have the halacha mishmar sinai, so there is not a difficulty. Yes, according to one opinion, you know it from halacha mishmar sinai. According to one opinion, you know it from that of the psukim. And that's, again, only 30 days before Shemitah. But from Pesach and Shavuos, that was from Bisham Mishil. But again, they allowed a stipulation that if anyone wants to ultimately nullify, they couldn't. Little bit Dina did. And therefore, that was the second interpretation for what does it mean that Yochel Yilka al Toisefes, but Nasal Tamud Lepetura. The Toisefes was the addition that comes before the Shemitah year. And the Tamud Lepetura was because Little bit Dina ultimately nullified. And therefore, one does not get lashed on that. But again, we brought it in because of the first interpretation, which actually was referring to Harisha in the Shemitah year, which you would have thought you get lashes because of the Klal Prat HaKlal, which everyone holds that it is, even though one's Asay and one's Leis Asay. And then Tamud Labatura was that no, because then why does it say specifically those Teladis? To say only those Avon Teladis you're going to get lashes for, but the other ones like Harisha, one is not going to get.